Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, your number one source for information on taking care of your pets. Here are your hosts, Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Ben Colmery, who is the owner of the Dixboro Veterinary Dental Center near Ann Arbor. And Dr. Colmery, before the break, we were talking about how you can go through and take care of whether it's cats or dogs and keep them in good condition, at least inside their mouth. But how have, in your experience, how have both the animals and the people been affected by this whole past year dealing with COVID? I'm sure it's been a big issue. How has it affected you guys?
Well, there's an unreported epidemic, and the unreported epidemic is fractured jaws in pets. And what has happened, because people have been walking their dogs because there's nothing else to do, and they're out in groups, you'll have the proverbial big dog, little dog altercation. And what happens, those little ankle biters, you know, think they're going to take on some big dog and chomp. Everybody thinks all their pets are friendly. Oh, my dog is so fine. My dog is so nice. Da, da, da. Yeah, right. Well, that's not what's happened. I had 10 separate people one day call up with 10 different animals with fractured jaws. And my friend out in California, Brooke, in San Diego, had 6 in one day. I said, Brooke, I got you beat, dude. I had 10. It's all the time. I wouldn't even want to know how many fractured jaws. I thought Monday, I thought, oh, hell, I'll just change the name from the Dixboro Veterinary Dental Center to the Dixboro Fractured Mandible Center. Just the numbers that we've seen. But what happens is, and this is my message, especially to some of the pet store owners and the pet stores, is look, these little dogs need to be in a harness, not a collar. Because what happens, it's the little squirts that end up with the broken jaws, that when something gets a little dicey, they need to be able to quickly pick that animal up by the harness and put it in their arms. If they have a collar and a leash on it, now we're strangling the dog. Yeah. And that's never a good alternative either. But it's just absolutely been crazy. The other thing that we've seen, of course, a lot more are just, you know, horrible mouths coming in, and that's probably the plus side of all of this, is with people home and the dog breathing on the animals, doing their, you know, their computer work, and the dog grosses them out. Damn, I guess Fluffy has his bad mouth here. So we have had a very increased uptick in animals coming in with some of these horrible periodontal disease problems.
That's reflecting some more serious problem, usually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And but the bottom line is the fractured jaw problem is just, it's been nuts. And it's the same with my friends in my field throughout the United States. We've all seen the same thing. And it typically is big dog, little dog. You know, they think they're all that in a bag of chips. Sometimes you'll get a dog that'll, people will be walking down the road and it busts through the screen door and comes out and there's a big altercation. But you have to have the ability to get that animal out of harm's way. You have to do it. And don't assume all those dogs walking down the road in your neighborhood are all friendly, because they're not.
Large dog comes up to small dog. Is the line of attack typical for canines to approach the mouth area? Is there something, you know, innate with dog behavior that's the assault that they take? Maybe the first line of offense, or how does it work out?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little ankle biter, and you know, and they're growling and snarling at the big dog, and they're face forward. So mm-hmm. the dog mm-hmm. just whips around and chomps what's available. And it's typically the head.
Yeah. And it's probably lucky that that's for those that aren't as lucky as those dogs. I imagine, you know, worse things could happen as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't see the dead on arrival.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, right. The animals that are killed in the process, we just see the ones with the fractured jaws.
And I bet if we got a dentist, a veterinarian here that just is a general practitioner, I'm sure that the, you know, dog assaults are up substantially as well. It's just, you know, you're within your friends and your dental group, but I imagine the general practicing veterinarians are probably talking the same story.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just on the funnel, you know, a lot of this stuff, the repair stuff, you know, as I said in the first segment, you know, they don't really get trained in this, all this stuff. So they'll look at me and they'll say, okay, what the heck do I do for this? Send it to Ben. And so, yeah, I'm the funnel and I'm the guy that gets these cases.
Right.
But the bottom line, I got better things to do than fix broken jaws all day long. And it's fun to do for me, but kind of not so much fun for the dogs. And so I would, if I could get the take-home message about being acutely aware of the behaviors and what happens, then I will have accomplished something.
Well,
it's a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal.
Well, it's also a preventable deal because I can say at the top of the funnel, as someone who goes fairly frequently to a dog park that has a separate section for small dogs or large dogs, but a lot of the owners of small dogs don't want to restrict their animal or leave them all by themselves while all the big dogs are playing in the other part, and so they'll bring them into the same area, and lo and behold, it's the little dogs who get attacked by the big dogs.
Sure, and absolutely, and I think you can sense the frustration in my voice because something that is preventable, and it's just awareness on the owner's part. I mean, they got to understand, yeah, you got a little thing, you know, one crunch and it's done.
Hmm.
And frustrating.
Good message to the public, for sure.
Yeah, that's what we've seen with COVID this year. And my practice is insanely busy. I mean, I'm booking until June now. And I do 3 to 5 surgeries a day. It's just nuts. So then I get the 3 fractured jaws. Oh, my golly, where can I put these people? I mean, I'm no spring chicken. You know, what am I going to work till midnight every night?
Yeah, yeah. Now, as far as COVID and your in your office and your office people, how has that weathered through? Has that substantially reduced the ability for you to perform, or you know, have you kind of rolled with the punches?
I've rolled with the punches, and because I do, you know, again, 3 to 5 a day. I mean, I'm at an oral surgery practice, and so, you know, I will see the people one at a time in the morning, get the animals in the hospital and the clinic, and then they all go home. And then when it's pickup time, you know, we send them home one at a time, too. So that actually, logistically, for me, has actually not been a big problem.
Okay.
The big problem is the busted jaws and where do I put all these people?
Wow.
And people are pretty, you know, I would say they're pretty understanding. I mean, they kind of get it in terms of the safety precautions and that sort of stuff. Although I do have people on from time to time, as my colleagues will say, that they're pretty crabby when they come to the office and, you know, what do you mean I have to wait? Well, here's the deal. Here's what we got to do. Just be thankful we're here.
Yeah.
And, you mean I have to wait 10 minutes? Come on, you know, lighten up.
Yeah. Well, and the one fact I keep repeating on this show that I just don't think the public has completely absorbed, for all the years we've been doing the show, the percent of the population that had a pet was 50%. And now that number has jumped in the last year to over 2/3. And where do you think these animals are going? We have the same structure we had before.
Yeah, exactly. And the ones that are really hammered are the ER clinics. Oh, my golly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just craziness. But, you know, we do the best we can. I mean, that's all we can do. Everybody, all my friends and fellow veterinarians, we've stepped up to the plate. We do the best that we possibly can to help these critters out, you know, and it's just, it is a little frustrating.
Well,
put the harness on the young, small dogs.
Absolutely.
Do not put collars on them. Harness.
Okay. Yeah. Not only that, collapsed tracheas are another conversation, and that's
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you just pick the dog up by the collar and strangle him. What the heck do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, lifelong problem.
Well, Dr. Calmery, we want to thank you for coming on and being with us. Usually I give you the opportunity to give out your information so people could contact you, but it sounds like even if they do, they're not going to talk to you until June or July.
Well, you know, they can email the hospital. We always answer the emails.
Okay.
We're happy to do that.
What's that address?
It's DixboroVet.com.
Okay.
And they just Google Dixboro Veterinary Dental Center, and so that's pretty easy. And I mean, we're happy to do that. But trying to get to the phone and when I'm fixing three broken jaws in one day, that's sometimes a little tough.
Well, bless you for what you have done. It sounds like since we last spoke, you've accomplished some very, very positive things.
And absolutely.
We hope for more of that from you in the future, and keep up the good fight, Mr. Pioneer. We, of all people, appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir. Talk to you next year.
All right. And thank you. And Rick, we'll continue the conversation of preventive care after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.